First of all, I want to just express what a profound honor it is to be here with all of you. This is fantastic. I had a particular priest come up to me this morning right off the bat and almost with tears in his eyes saying, so much is already accomplished by gathering with almost every parish in the diocese and almost every pastor in the diocese. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
What a tremendous blessing. And so, if you don't know, I'm the director of new evangelization for the Diocese of Lansing. And I want to introduce Mary Beth Hicks here, who was assigned to me to make sure I don't screw up too badly.
Well, somebody, otherwise you have Craig all day for 2 days. I felt they should break it up. My name is Mary Beth Hicks. I belong to St. Thomas Aquinas, St. John's. And in addition to my vocation of being a mother and a wife of 27 years to my husband, Jim, and a mother of 4 children, I'm also really honored to be serving as the director of marketing for Faith Catholic. Faith Catholic is much in presence today. And if you have questions about what we can do for you, please don't hesitate. So yeah, thanks, Craig.
So what you're experiencing here is what we kind of want to set a model for what you can take back to your parishes. So it's not just going to be sessions about learning things. We're hoping we learn things, but you'll experience things. We hope that the hospitality and welcoming crew just blew you off your feet this morning. There's so many of us. Yeah, and they're doing such a great job. We hope everyone here really feels welcomed. And you're sitting at tables here, and one of the quotes you'll notice in your program comes from Pope Francis, where he says, we almost have to become more like communities within a community, to make the church a little smaller for people to engage with one another. And so this isn't theater-style seating where we're all facing in the same direction, but during this time, we're going to really engage with one another on the material. There's going to be question and answer sessions. There's going to be really feedback from you guys coming up here, and so we can have kind of a two-way experience here. What we just heard from the bishop in a sort of nutshell explanation is we want to provide the support, the resources, get the conversation going of how we can create an environment in all of our communities for our parishes to become evangelization and discipleship mills. That when someone enters that environment, your environment, they're being discipled, they're being evangelized. When someone who is unchurched enters the parish environment, someone is bringing them closer to Jesus Christ, and hopefully into full communion with the church. This is the idea about all this. And when you look at the different components that we're going to be going over, we're going to be talking about intercessory ministry and how that supports all the ministry that's happening. We're going to be talking about small groups within our parishes, giving everyone an opportunity to connect in a smaller circle of people so that they can express their own feelings and concerns and really lean on one another for growing in their faith. We're going to be talking about encounter opportunities where we create that space for people to really have an encounter with Jesus Christ through making a concrete decision. We're going to be talking about some other things, other ways that we can create a more welcoming, embracing environment for everyone involved in your churches. What you're going to experience here, we're hoping, will be an experience, will be something that you can take back with you and really lean on, not just the knowledge, but what you experienced with one another. At this point, I need to go through just a couple logistics. The most important thing, coffee. Where's the coffee? We've got coffee stations scattered all over the place here. You'll see one over here. You'll see one over in that area. Go to the exhibitors. We've put the coffee and refreshments down with the exhibitors. Please go check out what they've got. We've got a tremendous lineup here. We've got another group of exhibitors down that hallway. I've been in this building many times, and I still get turned around. So I hope we can all find our way back here eventually. We should have given everyone whistles just in case. Just whistle if you're lost. So you want to
talk? Well, the second most important thing behind coffee is obviously the bathrooms. So it's important, though, to know that if you all wait till the break to use the restrooms, we'll never get back together again. And, you know, there may be some ugly and embarrassing moments for everyone. So don't wait. This is an assembly. It's not a lecture. You can get up, move around if you need to use the restroom. So don't feel like there's rules about that.
Okay, and if you're looking for someone to help you, if there isn't someone from the hospitality team at your table, they're floating around all over the place, and they might just be wearing a shirt that looks like this. You can ask them anything, almost anything. They'll direct you to whatever you need. And yes, one last point. We do have a prayer chapel with the Blessed Sacrament exposed, and we really want to emphasize, we really do believe that prayer is the foundation of everything that we do. This whole event, this is the Lord's movement. The bishop is leading us in this movement, but he's hearing this from the Lord. We have all been called by our baptism, and we have that direct line through prayer with the Lord. And so we would like to invite you to use the prayer chapel whenever. If you just get the sense, I just need to go pray for a while, go. We invite you to use that opportunity here.